We are learning Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 10-12 lines from the top by the two dots. It says the Kratosim. It says in the Mishnah, not a, how they call the Kratosim. We know what the calendar and Asanula is. Those are the first two, Saratanura. Those were the 8 days before, 8 days after the Tekufa. Now what's Kratosim? My Kratosim. When Rome grabbed the Malchus. Now, Rome grabbed the Malchus twice. First, it grabbed the Malchus from the Yevanim. 206 years before Churban HaBayis, Hasheni, the Romans were starting to capture the entire world, and they took over the Greeks, and they took over Eretz Yisrael, and they were already ruling over the whole area, 206 years before the Churban. Like 100 years later, they even captured Alexandria of Egypt, of Mitzrayim, and Cleopatra was the...
Cleopatra.
I'm reading from the Gemara's Lashon, but Cleopatra, for those who have the art scroll, she was a king, queen of Egypt, Alexandria, and they captured her as well. So it was two times when there was a capturing, and Keratosim is a Lashon, like Taisa speaks out, is a Lashon of Karat, Lashon of Tvisa, of overpowering, and Sis is Lashon 2. So Keratosim is the two times they captured other nations. So Yoyim Shetofs by Raimi Malchus, that's the holiday of Keratosim. But Tanya, writing more about Keratosim, Yoyim Shetofs by Raimi Malchus, it sounds like two different holidays. Or Yisrael state tvisas tafsa. It was talking two tvisas. Tafsa Raimi Achas Mei Cleopatra, which was actually afterwards Malchusa. The Cleopatra Malchusa, they overpowered her. The Achas Tafsa Mei Yevanim, and one they did before with the Yevanim, which was before that. This was before that. This was 206 years before the Churban HaBayis. The Chiosra Avdimi Omar Tlosim the train Kravi of the Ramai Bahad the Yevani. There was 32 battles between the Romans and the Greeks. And they didn't come, it was like the 12-year war. It was like, there wasn't ending. This was 22 battles. Ad shatfinu liyishol ba'adai. Until the Yevonim took the Klai Yisrael with them to help them. It was actually the Chashmonaim. V'hochi asked ba'adai. They made up a deal with the Chashmonaim, which was with the Yisrael. Iminon malchi minay v'nai chahafrichi. We both can't be ruling together. Both can't be kings together, because we know the pasuk says lo'im v'lo'im yamatz. So therefore, the Romans made up with the Jews, who were the Chashmonaim, said, "When we'll take turns. You know, 1 year we'll be the king, you'll be the governors. In the other year, you'll be king. You know, you'll be king, we'll be governors. Or you'll be governors, we'll be kings. So that's a switch off. If you are melech, we'll be the governors." V'sholchula now, they made up a pact together, a treaty, and now they're going to go fight the Yevonim. And they saw they're going to fight the Yevonim intellectually and not physically. V'sholchula Ramai, Le'Yevonai, the Romans sent to the Yevonim, Ad Idna Bikrava. Until now we fought Bikrava with battles. Hasha Nava Bedina. Now let's fight intellectually. So it's very interesting how they got the Yevonim to mask into this. And they said the deal was like this. Margulis ve'evan tova ezimem yasa bas chaveira. When you have a pearl and you have a diamond, which one should be a base for which? Sholchalei pasha. Margulis ve'evan tova. The pearl is a base for a setting for the diamond. The diamond is more precious than the pearl. What about evan tova ve'inoch? Inoch is in Hebrew it's called neifech, which is like a red gemstone, and in English they call it a carbuncle. I have no idea what that is. You have to ask the people on 47th Street. I'm not sure they know either, but maybe. Ezemem, I'm not sure if you could do like lab-grown carbuncles. Okay, so it says, what's better, Evan Toivo Enoch? Ezemem, Yasa Bas Chavera. Which one should Bas Chavera? Evan Toivo Enoch. The Evan Toivo, the diamond, is a base for the Enoch, for the gemstone. What are Enoch for Sefer Torah? So the Yevanim agreed to this one. Yeah, everyone agrees that even a gemstone, which is so chashev, will be a base, a setting for the Sefer Torah. So the Romans said, "We got you." We have a Sefer Torah boss. We have the Klai Yisrael. They took over the Yevanim, and that was it. Now, this is 206 years before the Churban. They have a pact. The Jews which are the Chashmayim, and the Romans, and now they are ruling Eretz Yisrael. Esim Shishnin Kom Levanusa. For 26 years, the Romans kept up their deal, their end of the deal, Bahad Yisrael, and every other year they switched off who was the king. After that, done deal, the Romans took over, and the Yisrael were not the king anymore. Mikaramai Darush of Sayyid Madarush, what was the Drasha? Mikara Darush, the Pasuk it says by Esav and Yaakov, after Yaakov meets Esav, Esav first says, you know what? Let's go together. And afterwards he says, Sayyid Darush, Yavano Adoin of Me'avdai. Afterwards, Yaakov tells Esav, go, you go ahead of me, and we'll go slowly behind you. So this is what the Romans Darshan. But beginning of the Darshan, we'll go together. But at the end they said, look, Ma'isav is similar upon him, and we're going to go in front of you, we're going to be a king. Esrin v'shishrin the commoners of Mahadi Yisrael v'nolim. How do we know it was 26 years they stayed in peace together and they ruled together? How do we know? Domer Rav Kanavish Kishchol Rav Yishmol Rav Yaisi. When Rav Yishmol Rav Yaisi got sick, this is Rav Yishmol, the son of Rav Yaisi Bar Chalafta. So Shol Chulei, they sent to Rav Yishmol, can you tell us some memories that you used to say over from your father? Rabbi Omolonu Shnayim v'gimol dvar m'shamart lonu m'sham avicha. That you always say over from your father. He said about three things. First of all, 180 years before the Churban Habayis, the Romans were ruled over Klal Yisrael. I said before 206 years. What's the answer? Because 26 years, this is the easy math. But you'll see, we'll get into more math. But 206 years before the Churban, the Romans captured over the Yavanim. 26 years, they ruled together. 206 minus 26... take out the calculator, it's 180. So 180 years before Churban Habayis, the Romans overtook. You don't trust me, 206 minus 20, 180. Put on the calculator. So it says, Meir Samir Zorkarim Shnech Rabayis, Pashto Malchus Rishal Yisrael. Peshona, 80 years before Churban Habayis, Adlachar Rabayis, Gozu Tumal Eretz Am Maklis Chuchis. The Rabbana and the Chazal, when Gozu Tumal on Eretz Am, which is Chutz La'aretz, because they sort of burying people all over the place, and they also made a new gzeira on tumah klis chukas, because in the raisa there's no tumah chal and klis chukas on glass kalim. And then thirdly, third member from Yesi Bechalafta, mem shon alachar v'bayis, gol su Sanhedrin v'yoshul v'chanos. Sanhedrin was a gol, left the lishkas agazis, and yoshuloi in a place called Chanos, and landed up in a place called Chanos, which is a place on Har HaBayis actually. In my hilchasa, so what's the difference if Sanhedrin left their regular place? They didn't dine Dinikonosis anymore. Dinikonosis are Oinis and Mafata, which pay 50, Shloishim Shalaved, and others are Knas. So, for the Gemara, they didn't do Dinikonosis. Dinikonosis like a Daitach. But Ram Zocha Oisa Ishla Toif. There's a certain person who is Zocha Toif, certain Tana. Rudo and Bava Shmai. Name is Rudo and Bava. Shemali Huf, not for him. Nishtachu didn't cross from Yisrael. Didn't cross would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Nishtachu, it would be forgotten. I guess just learn it. Elo, if not for him, Batu didn't cross from Yisrael. The didn't cross would have been bought from Klal Yisrael. Shagazu matas arish gzeira. The Romans made a gzeira called Soimech Yarek. Anyone who gives smicha will be killed. Chol nismach yarek. Anyone who gets smicha will be killed. The ear she soimech in the ear that they give smicha techar will be destroyed. The tchum she soimech in boy yakar, and the tchum will be uprooted. Ma'asu v'dem bava. He didn't want smicha to be forgotten. Halach v'yoshev en shnei harim gedolim. He went between two huge mountains. V'en shnei harim yarzdos between two big cities. V'en tchum shabbos in two tchum shabbos. V'en which two cities? V'en ushlo shafram. B'somach shom chamishes kainim. He gave smicha to five of his kainim. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, very famous tanoim. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yesi, Rav Shimon, Rav Lezman Shemua, Rav Avya Moise, Afram Nechemya. And he gave him all smicha. Kivin shekiru b'hem oivim, when the Romans realized what he was doing, Omer lehem benu rutsu, you run away. Omer lehem, v'atam atin alecha, you're very old, what are you going to do? Omer lehem, areini muta lefneihem ke'evin shein lehoivchem. Don't worry about it, I won't feel any pain. I'm like a stone that you can't turn it over. Omer lo, izazum isham, the Romans did not leave the arch, na'atzu legufa gilmeis kolunias. They speared him with 300 spears, shabarazel. Ba'asu legufa kivra, they made his goof like a sieve, and they made a bunch of holes in him. Now, what do we see from here? The kasha was that the Sanhedrin left, what was in Egeia, that they couldn't pass the Niknosis. These Tanoim were much after the Churban, like Rashi says. Havya bon basa Churban habayis have a tuva, they were much after the Churban. And still, they got smicha. They got smicha for what? For dinei knosos. So obviously, they did down dinei knosos. So what was in a geya? The Sanhedrin went into galus. Because they were out of the lishka gozes, they couldn't down dinei knosos. My time, even the chazon official leroitzchem, since the Sanhedrin saw there were a lot of roitzchem leloch lemeidin, they couldn't pass in all those shilas. Omru, the loch is that if Sanhedrin Gedolah is not Lushka Gozes, even Sanhedrin Katana and other places can't pass Kandina in the Fashas. Omru, Mutav Nigli Mokkim Lamokkim Kehechle Lechayiv. It's better if I go to a different place in order not to be Chayiv. The Chsiv, in order not to Loy Lechayivoy, not to be Mechayiv than Bemisa. The Chsiv, Vasisa Pia Dova Shayigidul Chomer Amokkim Hu. This is in the parish of Reitzchim, Vasisa Pia Dova Shayigidul Chomer Amokkim Hu. Malamacha Mokkim Goyrim, the Mokkim is Goyrim, the Mokkim of the Lushka Gozes is the one that's Goyrim to be able to pass Kedina Fashas. So that's what it means that 40 years before the Sanhedrin went into Golis and it was in Egeia, Dinin Nefashas. So those are the three things. Now the first thing he said was that what? That 180 years before the Churban HaBayis is when the Romans overtook the Klal Yisrael and they controlled the whole area. Freit the Gemara, Meir V'Shmoinim V'Suloi, 180 years, that's it. But Tani Rav Yosef Rebbe, Rav Yosef Rebbe learns, Malchus Paras, this is the, who were the rulers through the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Malchus Paras, Befnei Abayis, Shloshim V'Arba Shana. The Persian Malucha was in the time, on top of Tesamat Aleph, the Persian Malucha was there, Befnei Abayis, 34 years. 34 years, because Koresh is the one, Koresh, Dayavesh, they're the ones, the kings of Persia, they allowed the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were there, they were the rulers over the area for 34 years of Binyan Abayis. After 34 years, Malchus Yavon came in with the Abayis, Meir V'Shmoinim V'Shana. They were there 180 years. 180 years plus 34 is how much? Is 214. Malchus Chashamnoi for the Abayis, Meir V'Shana. Malchus Meir was 103 years. Together with the Romans at that time also. And Malchus Meir Hordus, Meir V'Shana, 103 years. So now, Mekan Ve'elech, Tzei V'Choshuv, Kama Shonim Achor Ben Abayis. So what do you see? When the Chashmonaim came to power, that was when the Romans came to power. So we just said it was 214 years were the Yevonim and Paras. The whole base of Mikdash was how long? Second base of Mikdash? 420. 214 minus 420 is 206. So for 206 years the Romans were in charge. Also, no, if you do 103, that's another way of doing it. So the Romans were charged 206 years. What's going on 180 years? It's fair. After this is that now you can figure out Churban HaBayis. Al Mosav Shishav is 206 years. V'atam is Meir V'Shmoinim. You say it's 180. Ella, like we said the Gemara before. Everyone knows it's territory. We just learned the Gemara on Chesam HaBayis. Ella, Esrim Shish Shnin Kamo Nesau for 26 years. Valley Yisrael for 26 years. They were together with Klal Yisrael. They weren't ruling Klal Yisrael. Lo Yishtavdu Behem. V'am Tulahachi L'Kachoshuv Lohu. They don't count those years. So 206 minus 26 is 180. Because the post of Malchus Yisrael was for 180 years. And the Mitzvah Shem on tomorrow's year, we will continue the Cheshbonis of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and how many years we are since Beis HaMikdash. We're going to go with Mamish from Bria Soilam until after the Churban HaBayis. We'll be discussing all those years.